In spring, some hollow flower stalks grow up from the center of the rosette of leaves. Each stalk bears what looks like one large yellow flower. But if you pull one of these flower heads to pieces, you will find that it's really made up of a great many small separate flowers, which all grow close together on the cushion-shaped top of the flower stalk. Outside the large flower head is a double row of small green leaves, which protected the tiny flowers. Within the head was only a bud. These small leaves look somewhat like the green cup, or calyx, which covers the young buds of single flowers. But they are really quite different. If we pull off some of the many small yellow flowers, or florets, that make up the flower head, and look at them very carefully, we shall see that each has an outside fringe of white hairs. These hairs are really the calyx, or outer cup, of the tiny flower. And although they do not seem to be of any use to it now, we shall see that they are of much use by and by. The little flower itself is a narrow tube, one side of which grows out into a long yellow ribbon. Inside this tube are five very small dust spikes, all growing together and forming another and smaller tube. In the center of the flower is a seed vessel. At the bottom, it is round and white like a little bag. From the top, the slender yellow style rises, pushing two rough, curving horns out beyond the flower tube. These horns are ready to catch any pollen dust that insects may bring.